and I want to welcome to the studio now Jackie Hoihe from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, John.
And we're going to talk about the working family payment.
We are indeed. But just before we go into the working family payment, there's just a few updates I'd like to remind everybody about. The fuel allowance is back in payment from next Monday, the 1st of October. So whatever day you get paid next week, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, if you were in receipt of fuel allowance last year and your circumstances haven't changed, it'll be kicking back in. Now, if you want, they brought out a new scheme last year that if you wanted to opt to get it paid in two lump sums, you could. You filled out the form and you ticked it off. It's too late now to change. It would have had to be in by the 21st of September for this year. But if you opted to get it paid in the two payments, that's the way last year, that's the way it'll be getting paid this year, which is €315 the first week in October and €292.50 on the second week of January. That's the way the two lump sums is getting paid. If not, you opted just to stay on with your €22.50 a week. It's paid for 27 weeks, so it'll be paid from the 1st of October right up until April of next year. That's just to remind you of that. And just to remind people too that we're open, we're starting a new outreach down in Eadmore Shopping Centre in the resource centre down there. Every Friday morning between 9:30 and 11:30. It'll be a drop-in if you want to just drop in to see us about any of your rights and entitlements to anything from family law to housing to employment to consumer to any issue you can have. Drop in. There'll be an information officer there between 9:30 and 11:30 every Friday morning. As I said, that's down in Eadmore on a Friday in the Family Resource Centre. Now, go back to what we're going to discuss today, which is the Working Family Payment, formerly known as FIS, which stood for the Family Income Supplement. They changed the name there last year to it, and we just go through the criteria and the rules for it. So the Working Family Payment, WFP, formerly known as the Family Income Supplement, FIS, is a weekly tax-free payment available to employees with children. It gives extra financial support to people on low pay. You must be an employee to qualify for the working family payment, and you cannot qualify if you're only self-employed. So what they mean like about this, if it was a couple and say for example that the male was, or the female, one was on self-employment and the other was working paying a Class A stamp, and your income is below the limit for your family size, you can go for it. So one of the people that are working must be paying a Class A stamp, but the other can be self-employed. You must have at least one child who normally lives with you or is financially supported by you. Your child must be under 18 years of age or between 18 and 22 years of age and in full-time education. Your child continues to qualify until the end of the academic year if they turn 22 while in full-time education. To qualify for the work and family payment, your average weekly family income must be below a certain amount for your family size. The payment you receive is 60% of the difference between your average weekly family income and the income limit, which applies to your family. Your working family payment is not taxed. If you're getting working family payment, you may also be entitled to the back to school clothing and footwear allowance. And just to remind people that your income from the working family payment is not assessed when they're means testing you for a medical card. The back to work family dividend is another social welfare payment that if you give up a social welfare payment, they give you the child dependent rate at the full rate for the first year and the second rate for half the rate for the second year. Now, if you've opted for this, one of you, if you're a couple applying for the family income supplement and one of you have given up your social welfare payment and receiving the family working family payment, you can still go for the working family payment. And the money that you're receiving from the family dividend is not taken into account when they're means testing you. If anybody's any queries to do with this, you can just drop up to us or give us a phone, give us a ring, and we'll explain this to you. So the rules for the working family payment, as I said, it's a tax-free in payment for all employees who work 38 or more hours per fortnight. So the minimum hours you must do is 19 hours a week. You can work more than that, but the minimum you have to do is either 19 hours a week or 38 a fortnight. You cannot combine weekly hours with your spouse or a partner cohabiting hours to meet a condition. So if one is working 10 hours and the other is working 10 hours, you can't do this. One person must have a minimum of 19 hours a week. You cannot use time spent on community employment, gateway, tours or jobs bridge or rural social schemes to meet the conditions. Your employment must be likely to last for at least 3 months. Have one or more children who normally live with you and earn less than the amount set out according to the family size. As I already said, one of the If it's a couple, one must be, and one is self-employed, one must be claiming working and paying a Class A stamp. Now, when they assess you, this remains the rate that you receive for 52 weeks. If your circumstances change in the 52 weeks, whether you earn less or you earn more, it's not assessed till the 52 weeks is up, and then they reassess you. Now, this means if you got a rise in your job, you did more overtime, it doesn't really matter. You've already been assessed and you'll keep it for 52 weeks. If you start earning less, they don't up your fizz because of your less earnings. But if you go below the 19 hours a week, you would lose your payment. So they don't assess you, they just do one assessment for the year. The only why they would change your assessment, if there's an income limit depending on what many children you have. So if you had another child and you were on the limit for two, the limit would go up for a third child. That's the only exception that they will change your assessment during the year. Now, getting working family payment, another social welfare payment, you cannot get it if you're on a community employment scheme, as I said, Gateway, rural schemes, TUS, Job Seekers Benefit, Job Seekers Allowance, Job Seekers Transition Payment, or the Farm Assist. Okay, and as I said, a couple can put their joint means together and they could still be awarded a payment depending on their children's size. If you are separated or a lone parent and are receiving maintenance, all of the maintenance will be assessed in the means towards working out your family income with your wages. Okay, so the following payments do not count as family income when they're assessing you for the family working family payment. So child benefit, the guardian's payment, supplementary welfare allowance, domiciliary care, foster child allowance, rent supplement, income from charitable organisations. These aren't calculated when they're looking at your means to see whether you're eligible for the working family payment. So from the 26th of March this year, the working family income limits is for one child, you qualify if your income is below 521, two children 622, three children 723, four children 834, five children 960, six children 1,076 euros, seven is 1,212, and eight or more children is 1,308. That's your income that they reckon, according to many children you have, that you should have to live in. They would take your income that you do have away from your family amount and they give you 60% of the difference. And as I said, it remains the same for the 52 weeks. Now, if you're just marginally below the amount for your family, whether it be 5, 6, 10 euros, they will give you an allowance and the minimum you'd get is 20 euros a week. So if you're just below it, it's still worthwhile to apply for the working family payment because you might get the 20 euros a week even if you're only slightly below the limit for your family size. Now, to apply for this, you can get it if you applied. It's down in the government buildings down in Ballinlea Road in Longford, but at the Citizen's Advice or any of your local social welfare office would stock this working family payment, as I said, the formerly known as SPIS. We have the application forms in our office here in the Civic Centre in Coolock. If you have any problems to do with anything about the working family payment, or you want us to do a means test or look at your wage limit and work out roughly how much you would be getting weekly, you can drop up to us here in the Civic Centre. We open from 9 to 4:30 Monday to Friday. We just close from lunch from 1 to 1:30, but for the foreseeable future we're going to be closing for lunch on a Wednesday from 1 to 2. Now, if you can't get up to us, you can email us or give us a ring at 0761 078 190. That's 0761 078 190, and we can go through it, or if you just want us to post out the working family payment and the information on it, we can do that as well. So as I said, just give us a ring or drop up to us.
Okay, Jackie, thank you for that. I'll talk again next week.